Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. The reports on Rio Plus 20 are in, and they are not good for the ocean. As discussed in a prior edition of World Ocean Radio, many experts and activists from around the globe worked hard to formulate serious policy recommendations and priorities, and went to Rio to advocate for inclusion of ocean sustainability in the final report. The details of that recommendation included 7 focus areas, from integrated governance to climate change mitigation, to biodiversity protection, to the prevention of unregulated fishing, to the needs of small island nations, to the control of marine pollution, to the building of a blue economy that advances alternative policies and behaviors. Those good people are right to be disappointed, terribly disappointed. We need now to be honest in our assessment of future strategies and tactics. We need ever more to persevere. But how? It is surely time to reassess the process of political engagement and action for the ocean, not so much the policies themselves, but how we work to implement them. Government has revealed its inability, indifference, or subservience to those interests that will continue to corrupt our land, our water, and our seas, with no regard for the earth or for our children who will inherit a wounded world. To counter this paralysis, we need to mobilize a vast army of citizens of the ocean to demonstrate our commitment through individual responsibility and collective action. As one small step forward in this direction, I invite you to go to the World Ocean Observatory website at www.thew2o.net/content/citizens-ocean and take the W2O Citizens of the Ocean pledge as follows. I pledge, 1, to refuse plastic bags and containers whenever possible, or to choose only those that can be reused and recycled. 2, to avoid all products using non-biodegradable packaging, styrofoam, and plastic wrap. 3, to conserve, harvest, and recycle fresh water whenever possible at home, at work, and at organizations with which I am associated. 4, to do my best to reduce dependence on fossil fuels and production of CO2 emissions, I will endeavor to reduce my personal annual consumption by 25% using alternative transportation, conserving energy at home, and other means. 5, to adopt alternative technology, more fuel-efficient hybrid or electric vehicles, solar and wind energy production, and other options whenever possible. 6, to consume at home or in restaurants seafood that has been clearly labeled as sustainably harvested or raised, and to advocate to suppliers, markets, and chefs that only such product be distributed or served. 7, to advocate against the use, runoff, and disposal of agricultural and lawn fertilizers, pesticides, chemicals, paints, oils, industrial waste, debris, detergents, sewage treatment, and storm drain outflow into streams, rivers, ponds, lakes, and watersheds that all lead to the ocean. 8, to leave all upland natural areas, waterways, coastal areas, and beaches cleaner and better than when I found them. 9, to oppose development within the coastal zone that compromises the environmental health of the shoreline, pollutes associated maritime resources, and restricts access and support of marine trades and working waterfronts. 10, to encourage local schools and civic organizations to support environmental studies, programs, and values. 11, to support local conservation and advocacy organizations involved in community-based conservation activities upstream and down in support of a sustainable ocean. 12, to require my choice of candidate for local, regional, statewide, and national office to commit to these outcomes as part of their political agenda before they are elected, and to hold the activities of government to these same standards. 13, to build the Citizens of the Ocean Network by sharing this pledge and link actively with my families, neighbors, and friends worldwide. These are all things we can do as individuals. At first, they may seem distant from the ocean, but they are not. Every such activity has direct and immediate impact on the ocean in known and measurable ways. Inherent in this pledge are individual choices that penalize those who don't care and subtract from the effect of the indifference of others. Each choice adds up to a collective choice, a different pattern of consumption, a market consequence, a financial condition, and a natural result that contributes to the sustainable outcome that was not realized at Rio. So join the ranks, spread the word, share the link, and shout out your commitment. It's a beginning. Let's get started now. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.